Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am your host, Barbara Archer, from Insanity to Sane Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in to another anointed broadcast. This evening, I have the privilege of having a gentleman that's in the studio with me. His music is fresh, it's crisp. His name is Malik Fisher, a voice client out from the concrete jungle. I'm going to play his latest single that I have in the studio with me this evening, and the title of the song is called On My Job. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be blessed after the song debuts itself. I'm going to get back on the line with our guest. We're going to have prayer. Then we're going to jump right into his interview. You're going to be moved and blessed in so many different ways. This is an interview that I've had scheduled down for about 2 months, and it's finally here, and I'm excited. So be blessed this evening as we play this song, On My Job.
Everybody, buddy, wanna be the man. The chase that never, never lands. Dreams breeding pain. Everybody, buddy, wanna be the man. The chase that never, never lands. Dreams breeding pain. And everybody, buddy, wanna be the boss. But they don't really, really know what it really costs. Everybody, buddy, wanna be the boss. But they don't really, really know what it
Everybody claim they a boss. All I see, playing wagons full of fake phony frauds. They ain't king, unless they submit their power on the gods. Told it'll be straight lost. Show my G, it's the couch. Throw the sheep, too hot. Throw the shirt, too soft. Throw the sleep, still I'm walking in my purpose being off. I can be, the calling this rap music. These are songs that I sing, it's my heart. Yeah, I mean it, on my job. Throw the king, throw the king. What up, fam? I hope I'm believing. Only thing you need to know about me.
What?
It's my name and my flaws and my cause and the guard he was born from the seed.
Word.
And that seed was given to the tree.
Oh.
Cleans out my days, drink when he bleeds. Mouth full of blood, soul full of heat. I'm on fire, you can feel it in my speech. Flame burning in my eyes, I represent them when it walks out, even when I breathe. I do it because it's fierce, but it's clean. And I believe that it mean everything. Can't pay it back, home everything. I just want y'all to see what I was seeing when I was locked in the cage. Tear for the demons, but I saw the fight back when the team in the bleed. Cause I knew with my eyes, you'd be out to see. Prostitute my soul, we're cutting under the sheep. I know it's getting busy, we're off the banshee. Sending money, women at home, growing the line. I turn my back in the world and divorce the enemy.
Bye.
But don't get it twisted when I say I'm the major protector, the tongue of the devil. I'll speak when he speaks. And I only call his name when I'm telling him to flee. Oh my God, stuck in the concrete, the bread of my genes. The bread of life flames, and the beers move phase. It's the beers of life game. The wolf in the way of your beard is spicy. No more than the bread, that's the same for my king. Came in the midst of my name, which would I be? He do call me king, but late. Only when I submit authority to the whole chief. Everybody claim they a boss. All I see, playing wagons full of fake phony frauds. They ain't king, unless they submit their power on the gods. Holy beast. Straight lost, show my G, it's the couch. Throw the sheet, too hot. Throw the shirt, too soft. Throw the sleep, still I'm walking in my purpose being off. I can be, the calling this rap music. These are songs that I sing, it's my heart. Yeah, I mean it, on my job. Throw the king, throw the king. They call me Fisherman. That's more than a name that be my job. I feel a man in the head of a many shot five, but I still got love for many men. Too hard for the thirst, too soft for the streets, but the spirit still within them. All the dumb and earth make Christian men. Show you the ropes, how to step up that man. Can't hear the Lord calling with a song to block your finger, man. The epidermis is, but Roman show you how to shed that vermin skin. Hold like them Aztecs to the making sin. I'm coming from left field, yelling me for first base.
But if you ain't married, you shouldn't be kissing that broad in the first place.
And I'm getting ahead of myself. Only place that you should focus is Christ. And then over time, I'll show you the stumbling blocks and the traps and the vice. Man, I ain't to act inside. Every boy, all I do is keep it real. No facade, I'll show you my sin inside. And it's y'all to feel. See, we all brethren. We all one and the same. Forget that worldly respect without Christ's love. Y'all with your money. Everybody claim they a boss. All I see, playing wagons full of fake phony frauds. They ain't king, unless they submit their power on the gods. Holy beat, straight lost. Show my G, it's the couch. Throw the sheep, too hot. Throw the shirt, too soft. Throw the sleep, still I'm walking in my purpose being off. I can be, the calling this rap music. These are songs that I sing, it's my heart. Yeah, I mean it, on my job. Throw the king, throw the king.
I
I rep the Lord hard.
I do.
Call me Bible Thumper.
No.
You ain't gon' faze me, dog. Nothing take me asunder. Stuck on my God, I'm only trying to please Him. Never part from His ways, it's like we Siamese twins. These ain't the signs I'm saying. Me and the Holy Spirit fused like we Super Saiyans. Find me where the sheep are grazing. I was lost like I was on an island, puffing that black smoke. Stuck in that time warp, trying to find my own way to show. Trying to pull you from these wretched seas. Thinking you safe, boy, but you fences from being attacked from where them piranhas feed. You in the danger zone, man, what is you waiting for? You see this picture, man, it's one reason I painted for. So you can repent from sin, stop that from starting. Gotta let you for battle, we like a gang of Spartans. Swords and armor sparkling, focus on sin like we walking torches. The spirit ignites and makes us flame and daughter. Everybody claiming your book, all I see, playing wagons full of fake phony frauds. They ain't king, unless they submit their power on the God. Holy obedience, straight lost, show my G. It's the cow, for the sheep, too hard, for the church, too soft, for the sleep. Still I'm walking in my purpose, being off, I can be. Recalling this rap music, these are songs that I sing. It's my heart, yeah, I mean it, on my job, for the king, for the king.
Well, you heard it here. Wow, an amazing single on the job. And I'm going to tell you something. Get your single today. At the end of this interview, we're going to discuss where you can download Malik's music at so that you can get it for yourself, add it to your collection. But before we get started in this interview, we just want to open up the floor with prayer as we usher in God's spirit this evening. Father, I just thank you for this day and all that you have blessed us with this day. Father, it doesn't matter what happened or did not happen today, but, Father, you're in control of everything because you are seated on the throne and you sit high and you look low. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for your provision. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. And I pray a special blessing over this gentleman, Malik Fisher, that's in the studio with me this evening. And I pray you continue blessing over him and his family and continue to anoint his hands, Lord, as he continues to glorify you through music as it reaches the youth, as it reaches this generation, Father. And we just thank you, Father, because your hand is upon him, and we just pray continued blessings over him and all that he does, everything that he touches. We just pray, Father, that you just bless it and just shine your favor upon him. And, Father, we just thank you right now in these moments that we have as we share. Father, I pray that someone that is listening, that their hearts will be moved. And, Father, that they will have an encounter with you like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well,
amen.
Malik, thank you so much for being here this evening in the studio, and I'm very blessed to have you here, and I'm just excited about this interview and excited about your story because you have an incredible testimony, and I just want you to be able to share with our audience a little bit about this voice crying out from the concrete jungle. When I saw that, certain words just really just sparked me. So when I first read that, I was like, okay, there's a story behind that, you know. So just tell us a little bit about this voice crying out from the concrete jungle.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I want to say also thank you again for having me. The voice crying out in the concrete jungle is really encapsulated in what my name is. My name is Malik Fisher. The name Malik is Hebrew for king. I was very choosy when I picked what my name would be. Malik comes from the scripture James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he perseveres, he will receive the crown of life. And then Fisher, you know, Christ in Matthew 4:19 said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And so it's really just about persevering. You know, I have a long history, and there was a lot that God allowed me to be restored from, and I want to be the person who's going to go back and tell people, because I didn't have that kind of influence in my life. You know, the first mentor that I had shortly following my incarceration for burglary was somebody who was, he was still sniffing coke, and he was, you know, doing certain things, getting certain things from me that I may not necessarily have been able to sell. and whatnot. And so, you know, the first influences I had were not giving me the sound doctrine, were not giving me the word of God. You know, he told me that it's okay to smoke weed. And even though in my heart it didn't seem like it was right, I still didn't have somebody who was my peer who was giving me sound doctrine. And so I want to be that person who's going to give sound doctrine to people who may not normally receive it. You know, a lot of times some people may only receive, you know, watered down and diluted versions of what the Bible means. And it's unfortunate that a good portion of America has gotten away from what the real truth is. But we need to have people who are going to be sound in what the Word of God says and tell exactly what it is that God requires from us without holding back and without sugarcoating and without tickling the ears. And so that's why I go into the jails. That's why wherever I go, I preach the gospel, because it's something that needs to be heard.
Amen, amen. You know, now, you know, you grew up, you have a powerful testimony, you know, and so much of that I can relate to myself and my own personal testimony as well. But you grew up, we hear of a two-parent household so often, you know, and so often in life we hear that a single, like a child may grow up in a single parent home, and the society captivates that as though that child is going to have so many different problems and going to be a misfit in society because they may be lacking a father in the household. But you grew up in a household where you had both parents. So when did your life begin to spin out of control? You know, tell our listeners, because there's so many people that struggle in their own families right now, you know, and they're going through so many different things. But tell us how that happened for you, because, you know, I want to be able to help enlighten people, to let people know that it doesn't matter if you are in a one-parent household or a two-parent household. You know, a two-parent household does not necessarily mean that your child is going to grow up and your child is going to have this perfect life, you know, with, you know, cookies and cream, you know. I mean, so I've seen single-parent homes grow up and produce wonderful children that does not have any type of, criminal background or drugs or anything like this. But, you know, so it's not the household as it is, mm-hmm. you know. So I don't want the emphasis to be put on that. But just tell us about your own struggles, you know, just growing up with a two-parent household and still, you know, your life just spun out of control.
Yes. And I did grow up with a two-family household. You know, I had a very loving mother. Both my parents worked very hard. My father grew up. It's amazing when I reflect at how well of a job my father did, because he didn't have his father in his life. And so, you know, he did an awesome job at providing and instilling wisdom in me. But I was pretty hard-headed growing up. They still, you know, disciplined me and whatnot. You know, some of my interim reports from elementary school even said, you know, he's a great child, he's very smart, but he can't sit still in his feet. And that just kind of goes to show you the kind of child I was growing up. I was, you know, I didn't necessarily disrespect authority, but I guess I may have not really understood the importance of listening as much as I should, and I kind of did my own thing. And so, you know, I was able to maneuver within getting away with what I could when I could. And so, you know, it started off, you know, just stealing a little bit here and there, you know, going to the store and tucking my pants in my leg, unzipping my zipper and throwing, you know, just tons of candy in my pants and, you know, things that are as that ridiculous as that. And, you know, as I got older, it's funny, you know, when they say the greatest trick the enemy ever did is prove to the world that he didn't exist, that's really where I believe my confusion came from, because, you know, the scripture says that every man's way is right within his own eyes. And so if we don't have the doctrine to measure our life with, then everything we do, we're going to feel justified within it. And so as you continue to go along and along, well, I went to the military and then I ended up getting kicked out of the military, long story short, because I got caught back up in smoking weed again. Had guns in the dormitory, and they incarcerated me at that time. And when I was in jail at that time, I read the Bible every day. I was reading all the Pauline epistles, because I had gotten saved at 16, but I had started smoking weed at 13. And so my mother did as great of a job as she could bringing us to church, you know, but I was already 16, and, you know, whenever she asked us to go, you know, we went. There wasn't really an option, you know, we still kind of went. But I didn't necessarily take the time to, you know, I cried boo-hoo and everything, you know, when I saw the crucifixion story. And you know, I felt the love of God, and I felt like I could feel God in ways that, you know, are unexplainable, you know, at this time. But I didn't really understand what it meant to repent and turn away. And so everything that I felt that like I wanted to do, I did it. And so after I got kicked out of the military, that's when everything kind of begun to take a turn, because I did not ever want to disappoint my father. And as crazy as it sounds, I didn't want to ask him for money, because even though I got kicked out of the military, I got a bonus going in. So when I came out, because I only did one third of my time, I owed about $7,000 to the military. And so I didn't want to ask him for money, because I wanted to provide my own way. But the way that I provided wasn't clean money. I started, you know, getting dirty money.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to go too in-depth on that.
Right.
But, you know, I started doing things that I should not have done, and I didn't feel like it was wrong with what, you know, what I was doing. Like I said, I came up with my own justifications, and, you know, I can't really go into some of those justifications without incriminating myself further.
Right.
It's already bad
right.
enough that I was facing 25 years for burglary.
Right.
But I really thank God what happened, because after I got out of jail from the military, you know, like I said, I didn't pick up the Bible, not one time, and I kind of just did my own thing. But thankfully, God stopped me in my tracks, because compared to the things that I had done, what I had gotten caught for was what couldn't hold a candle to the things that I had done. So,
right,
you know,
right.
I did get caught. I did get was facing 25 years for breaking and entering, use of a firearm and commission of a felony, and concealed weapons permit, and that kind of shook me up. I was real hard-headed, and that was the thing that kind of really jolted me to say, okay, you know what? What you're doing does have consequences. You may not think
right.
because you're going out and you're shooting people and you're not killing anybody that you're not doing any harm to the community, but everything that we do that goes against the will of God has consequences, and it does affect somebody's life. Whether it's something that I do directly or whether it's something, a choice that I make that affects other people around me, everything we do has a consequence. And I just thank God for allowing me to get caught when I did, because it really woke me up. And that's kind of how it all happened.
Well, you know, I mean, as you was just talking, I was like, you know what, you just took me back to my days myself, you know, because, you know, I feel that with my own testimony, the same thing, what could have happened or could have
mm-hmm.
come up, it was like God concealed it, you know, and allowed
mm-hmm.
something else to surface, you know,
yeah.
which would mean less time for me versus, you
yeah.
know, what could have popped up, you know. So even when we in our sin, it's amazing how God can be, you know, that his grace is right there, you know. But
mm-hmm.
wow, yeah, just
amen.
An incredible story, you know. But tell us a little bit about your music and your style, and what are your inspiration when you're making your music? I know that you want to take it back to the streets where there are younger people in this youth generation that's growing up today, you know, but just tell us a little bit about your style in your music and any inspirations that you get when you're creating music, you know, what really touches you, because people can listen to it. When they listen to your music, it's obvious where your passion is at, you know, but where did that inspiration, I know it came from growing up and you went through all those many different channels in your life, but is there an ultimate inspiration at the end of the day that just, you know, besides God, and we know that he's everything to you and that is your inspiration, but is there
mm-hmm.
another inspiration outside of God, you know, that just keeps you going with your music?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously I have a passion, you know, for rap music. I grew up listening to pretty much any kind of rap that there was. And, you know, when I first started serving Christ shortly after being incarcerated, I threw away all my CDs. I figured I was pretty much done with rap altogether. But one day I was in my room, and I still loved, you know, music, and I still had some industry instrumentals on my computer, and you know, sometimes I would put those on just because I like to hear the beat, you know, the way that the guitars and the strings and the drums move just kind of moves me in a way that's unexplainable. And I just kind of started, I was in my prayer closet and I was just really praying, and then just all of a sudden it just started kind of flowing out of me, and I was like, what in the world is going on? And I kind of just started writing what I was saying down, and I was like, oh my, and it was exhilarating for me to be able to see that I could express myself through prayer using the culture of hip-hop. And so shortly after, I was honored and blessed to be able to go with DJ I Rock Jesus up to Rap Fest 2006. And I saw The Truth perform. I saw a whole lot of people's Raw Servant. And when it was something about when I was in that crowd and The Truth came on and he played Welcome to Our World and everybody started jumping, it gave me goosebumps. And I just could not believe that I was able to be within the culture and still stay within the confines of pleasing God and pleasing the Holy Spirit. And being able to still, because it's not about how guitars move, it's not about how strings move along and how they're orchestrated. It's everything that makes music bless God is all defined within the words and whether or not the words are praising God. And so, my motivation comes from it blesses me. Of course, obviously, we know it blesses God first, and that is my first goal. But it blesses me because I love it. Like, and I might be kind of weird, but I sometimes get more goosebumps when I listen to Lecrae and when I hear somebody enunciating. Because to me, Christian rap is more like the Proverbs, whereas you know our worship music is more like the Psalms. And yes, they definitely go hand in hand. A lot of times, I'm the kind of person who listens to the dictation of what the words mean. You know, my mentor that I was blessed to have, he dictated the words and how to apply the word of God in my life, because wisdom is applying the knowledge of God, and having the knowledge of God without the wisdom to apply it, you know, you're not pleasing God in any way whatsoever. Right. And so, yeah, I just really love to be able to express that and to know that I can possibly touch somebody else's life with my lyrics. It just really moves me. When I have people come up to me and say, "Man, you know what? I was going through a divorce and I was listening to your music and your music helped me at that time." It's a tear-jerking moment, you know, like, because at the end of the day, that's what I really desire for someone to have, is for someone to have a conversion and have a decision where they say, okay, you know what, I'm going to make a change here. Even if it's just a small change, any kind of change that can happen, and if it can happen through me being a vessel of, and putting God's words to a way that's easy to hear, because it's easy to listen to the beat, but the whole time the beat is playing, those seeds are being planted. And even though they might not be catching the seeds, all of the seeds right away, the more they listen to it, the more repetitively the seeds are being sown into their heart. And before you know it, you know, one waters, another, one plants a seed, another waters, but God is going to come and he's going to give that increase. And so that's the main goal of my music.
Well, you know what, Malik, I will say this. When I read your bio and just by talking to you in this interview, there's one scripture that really stands out to me. You know, and it really stood out to me as I began to really read your bio, you know, and it was Luke chapter 12, verse 48, about the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. You know, and that's definitely what you demonstrate by your testimony, by what you're doing, because you're going back into the heart of the streets, you know, where there's a lot of young people. This generation, I say this generation is the hardest generation, because there's so many things out here today that grabs a hold of our young people, you know. and everyone wants to be able to fit in, and I believe that's a tactic that what Satan tries to use. No one wants to feel rejection. We always want to fit in. We don't want to be outside of the box. We don't want to appear like that we are weirdo, you know? But you taking your music to a place, into the streets, that people need to hear it because people's lives are going to be changed, you know? And your testimony, you're just a living testimony of what God can do in the life of a person, regardless of how far that you may go. You're not that far that God can't save, you know? So you are, you're just an incredible testimony. But tell us how we may connect with you and your website. And I know that you know, you have this other business. I want you to discuss that too. I was on your website, and I saw something. I was like, okay, this young brother, he has this, you know, he has, you know, this business of hats. So would you mind sharing with our audience a little bit about that as well?
Yeah. Well, I kind of wanted a logo to, you know, kind of just encapsulate everything that I am as far as what my music is and what my name is, Malik Fisher, King, you know, and Fish. And so I was on the job one day, and I just had someone kind of draw something up, kind of simple, just drew a Jesus fish with a crown on it. And I was like, wow, because sometimes I'm a little bit too complex and complicated, and I get too deep with certain things. And so, you know, sometimes it helps to have somebody else just kind of put a little, just kind of simplify everything I do. And so I took that to my manager, Ms. Tanya Liverman. Shout out to Native Productions. She took that symbol and created a logo out of it. And it's just an awesome logo. It's pretty much the Jesus fish, but the body of the fish is made up of the thorns of Christ that Christ was crucified with. And then it has the, you know, the crowns on the top. And so that's pretty much the logo that represents, you know, me, my cause, and everything that I'm about. And so we just decided to get some hats made up. And so before you know it, boom, I have a clothing line in my lap. And so that kind of just came out of nowhere. But you can get everything on my website, faceitmusic.com, FaceitMusic, faceitmusic.com. And if you can remember or figure out how to spell Malik Fisher, it's at Malik Fisher for everything, MELEKPFISHA. So whether you go on YouTube or Instagram or Twitter or Google Plus, anywhere you go and you go at Malik Fisher at the end, you can follow and support everything, you know, that we're doing. And you can also download my music. My album is actually free as we are looking to get ready to promote my next album, unannounced at this time. And the free album is going to be at noisetrade.com/ Malik Fisher. Again, Malik Fisher is MELEKPFISHA.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I cannot wait to hear it, you know. I'm just very blessed by your life, especially when I see how a young person started out and just see how God has just transformed your life. That is the greatest thing ever. You know, now you have the opportunity to go back into the jails yourself and into the prisons as well, you know, and into those places that some of us may not want to go in. I know I did that myself, you know, but, you know, but what is it something that you may want to leave us, you know, with just one shy under 1 minute of this interview, but if you could just share with us one thing that you just want us to take home with us this evening, Malik.
Well, just to have a burden to really go out and preach the gospels. I mean, you know, it's one thing to know the Bible and stay within our community of believers, and but it's another thing to really have a heart to go forth and to make disciples of many nations and to make our lifestyle, just to have a burden to reflect God in everything we do and try to make opportunities as much as we can to share the gospel, even though we may get a lot of rejection. Sometimes they say it takes some people up to 7 times to hear the word of God before they finally make that conversion. So even if you're not number 7 and you aren't the person who's going to have that person get on their knees and repent and cry and go all boo-hoo, you know, the things that we want to feel like we're doing to make us feel better, be that seed that's going to plant that word of God in every person that you touch and reach.
Amen, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to talk with your manager, Tanya, because I would love to bring you back on and do part two of this interview. So I'm going to work that out with her so we can definitely do a part two, because we're not done here, you know. But I just want to thank you for tuning in this evening. And Malik, thank you for taking out your time this evening. I will be sending you a copy of this interview as well. And we're just going to just pray God's blessing over you and everything that you do as you prepare for your next album to be released. So listen up, everyone. You heard it here from Insanity the Same. We're going to have Malik Fisher back on the platform. I'll be posting it as soon as I get a tentative date. So in the meantime, God bless each and every last one of you. And remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love. Good night, everyone, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Good night, Malik, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, ma'am, and God bless you.
God bless you.